You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell. Back by popular demand. Local sports, national sports. The G-Cat is on it.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Now, saddle up for a tall glass of sports talk. Here's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
Hola, amigos. It is time for the Sports Hangover. Very interesting show today. A mock draft has come out. ESPN's Todd McShay. Who does he have the Saints going at 27?
Jackson through the progression, now wants to go deep toward the end zone. His receiver makes the catch for a touchdown. Dez Fitzpatrick.
Will be interesting to discuss that selection, Lamar Jackson. Last night, Pels taking on the Clippers, looking for their ninth straight win. Big lead at the half. AD hurt in the first half. What happened in the second half?
McIntyre take the lead with 5:38 to go. Harris pulls up for three in the lead. No, too strong. Boy, deflected pass. Holiday turned it over. Ahead to Thornwell. Lays it up and in. The game is tied at 104 aside. A minute 25 to go. Feed Davis, block right, draws the double team. Where does he go with it? Throws, swing left. Moore catches it, drives on Harrell, back to AD, turn, shoots, bank shot, good. Are you kidding me? Anthony Davis ties the game at 113. He has 37 points. 113, 113. 10 to shoot. Holiday over the Davis screen. Davis goes to the rim. Holiday alone, top of the arc. Bounce pass into Davis. Turnaround jumper left of the lane. Good! Falling away! 39! Inbound to Lou Williams. Walks the dribble over the center floor logo. Comes to the, near the right sideline. Crossover dribble. Drives on Holiday. Stripped by Holiday in the paint. 20 seconds remaining. New Orleans leads by two. Pelicans will just play smartly here. They'll back it up to Harrell. Long three at the horn. It's no good. The Pelicans win it. That's nine straight now for the New Orleans Pelicans.
121-116 is your final. Plenty to get into with that. You'll hear from AD, Alvin Gentry, Drew Holiday will discuss this. It's part of our question of the day, one of two. The other, of course, dealing with Lamar Jackson. We're at the Sun Belt Conference Basketball Tournament here at the Lakefront Arena. Before we speak to the commish, we got to welcome you to the midway point of the work week.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
There he is, head coach Sean Payton now, Pepito, a member of the competition committee. As we welcome you to the midway point of the work week, I like to call it halftime. As the weekend right around the corner, I do believe you have some St. Patty's Day parades. I think the one in Old Metairie is Sunday. St. Patrick's Day next weekend as well. First, words of wisdom. Jam-packed show for you coming up. As we said, the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, Carl Benson, he's right next to us here in the UNO Lakefront Arena. Mike Triplett at 1:15 in hour two will discuss what Todd McShay had to select here with Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Louisville Cardinals. How do you feel about that, Saints fans? Chime in at ESPN Radio NOLA. Dino Hansen at 2:15 on the pitch with Kenny Farrell, a little soccer at 2:30 as well. So we got plenty to get into as we welcome in Carl Benson. Carl, basketball here, basketball there, basketball everywhere. Late night last night as the ladies started in round number one of the Sun Belt.
Hey, good afternoon, Gus. Maybe hump day, but for us here, it's day two of five and four games down and
right.
18 more to go. But last night, UL Raging Cajun women went three overtimes, just what we needed after three games earlier, starting yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. But the madness of March has come to the Big Easy, and this is our fifth year here out at Lakefront. Great venue, some great basketball, and great entertainment for fans that want to be a part of March Madness. Plenty of tickets available,
right.
Free parking, wall-to-wall basketball here for the next 4 days.
Yeah, no doubt. I've come here so many times, obviously, for concerts growing up. and well before the SKC kind of took over with some of the bigger venues. But this is where you came and watched a lot of the big musical acts and also big games here as well. When it comes to basketball, you've had so many different tournaments. There's not a bad seat anywhere in this building, is there?
Really not. And, you know, post-Katrina, they invested a lot of money to refurbish the arena. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to work hand-in-hand with UNO. UNO is no longer a member of the Sun Belt. They were, you know, were a longtime member, you know, back in the early 2000s and before Katrina. But they've been very cooperative, and we've really turned this arena into, a showcase when people across the country tune into the ESPN and see games from Lakefront. Right. You know, they'll see one of the most unique basketball courts
I think it's
absolutely spectacular.
I don't know, Pepito, if you've been able to see the court, but it's essentially a silhouette of the skyline. You got everything in there, right?
It really is. You know, the dome is prevalent and prominent. And anyway, it's like I said, 5 years. We've built a nice little piece here. We've got a kids activity on Saturday, a dribble drive. We also have an activity on Friday with youth from around New Orleans, a sports and science event that we try to bring in the elementary kids and their teachers and use basketball as a way to teach them some of the STEM academic curriculum.
Coastal Carolina, Texas State going on right now. That's the game you can hear maybe in the background. Appalachian State, Little Rock, Troy, South Alabama coming up at 5. And then tonight, the late game, ULM and Arkansas State. The Warhawks are the sixth seeded team. We'll speak with the voice of the Warhawks, Nick White, at some point today. He's going to stop by. Longtime friend. And then tomorrow, Carl, Louisiana. The Raging Cajuns, number one seed, 11:30 a.m. in the first game. They'll play the winner of the game going on right now, Coastal Carolina and Texas State.
Don't get ahead of yourself now. We go back tomorrow on the winner's bracket.
Sorry, Friday.
And it is a little confusing. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a program to know when the games are. But we combine all 12 of our men's teams and all 12 of our women's teams. Pretty unique. Only one of a few conferences in the country that have a combined tournament. But what it means is a little bit of an abbreviated bracket where the top four seeds, Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, a great season under Bob Marlin, and they win the regular season outright. They're the number one seed. They don't play until Friday into the quarterfinals. So we've got the four men's games today, and then tomorrow the four quarterfinals of the women's, and then Saturday is really if people want to come out and see a great day of basketball, it's two men's semifinals in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and two women's semifinals at night, and that really is kind of the showcase day. And then both championship games are Sunday, men at 1 o'clock and women at 6.
The reason I brought up the Cajuns is because you mentioned the great season they've had in a regular season. Right now, you have a possibility of two teams out of the state of Louisiana maybe getting in to the tournament, Nichols being the other right now, kind of listed in bracketology as a 16 seed. It's interesting because a lot of people have them either in or needing to win this conference tournament. To your point, this is a pretty important tournament, even though a team that's had a lot of credentials, a lot of good wins so far, the regular season champs. This tournament means a lot to them.
You know, it really does. And, you know, there's 32 conferences in the country, and only about seven conferences where the tournament is pretty much an opportunity for teams to jockey in and out. But the other 25 conferences, like the Sun Belt, you know, this is their opportunity to win that that dance into the big dance and mm-hmm. punch their ticket. And so these are really meaningful games. And what we've seen historically, Gus, is that the number one seed doesn't necessarily make it into that championship
right.
game or make it in the NCAA tournament. What we've also seen the last 3 years now is that when a team from the Sun Belt gets into the NCAA tournament, teams don't want to play them. 3 years ago, Georgia State gets in and wins the first round game. Then 2 years ago, Little Rock got in and won a first round game, as number 12 or 13 seeds. So, the quality of basketball, in the Sun Belt is outstanding. There's such a narrow margin between, what may be happening at the Southeastern Conference tournament today versus the Sun Belt, and most fans really aren't going to know the difference. So come out, take a look at teams, two teams from from the state of Louisiana, both UL Lafayette and UL Monroe. So you know, this is kind of their home court, right. Their home venue.
Yeah, no doubt. Texas State, rather, and Coastal Carolina going on right now. Late first half, 30-26, Texas State with the lead there. How can folks get involved? They want to go, obviously, Sunbelt on the online, sunbelt.org.
Sunbeltsports.org, but also Ticketmaster.
Yep.
Really plenty of tickets at the door. It's very inexpensive. You know, parking's free, as I said. You know, you can come out and watch one session. You can watch two sessions. You know, and then, it's a great, great family, entertainment, and very, very affordable. And again, we would hope that, especially come Saturday, that fans and parents are looking for something to do, bring right. their kids out and see some great college basketball.
What time is that starting in the Dribble Drive?
Dribble Drive is Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
Gotcha. Yep. Cool. Easy enough. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thanks,
Appreciate guys. It. Yeah. Got a lot of basketball to get to. As you said, the women's kick back in tomorrow. Tonight, you got Coastal Carolina, Texas State, Appalachian State, and Little Rock, Troy, South Alabama, ULM, Arkansas State, and then Friday, the Raging Cajuns get going at 11:30 a.m. here on Friday. Thank you. And we will now take the quick break. When we come back, Pepito, let's get back into the big, big win last night. It didn't look good for a while. AD gets hit in the side. Oh, no. Rib contusion, rib something. TNT showing him in a training table, wincing in pain. People are texting me. The Pels are cursed. I feel like throwing up. And then the 20-point lead dwindles away to a 2-point deficit. It's over. Not these Pels. Let's get into it. We'll discuss that next. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
113-113. 10 to shoot. Holiday over the Davis screen. Davis goes to the rim. Holiday alone, top of the arc. Bounce pass into Davis. Turnaround jumper left of the lane. Good. Falling away. 39.
Anthony Davis getting a lot of people talking about that MVP. Still, I think James Harden. We'll get into the question of the day in a second. Hour one, as always, of the Sports Hangover brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING. Let's get into it. It's real simple. This one's not hard. This is today's lead.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
All right, as we mentioned, Pels and Clippers. New Orleans wins it. The ninth straight, improved to 37-26 now on the season. 121-16 is the final. And oh my goodness, where to even start with this? Well, I can tell you where to start. Anthony Davis, right? The play last night on a national televised audience, folks, is going to get a lot of people today really talking about, is he challenging for the MVP? And again, we can discuss this. It's actually one of our questions of the day, but Pepito will give you that here in a quick second. But he had 41 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks, all of this when it looked like he may not come back, goes up. And he's looking up towards the basket. DeAndre Jordan kind of hits him in the rib, lower hip area. And next thing you know, he goes out of the game. They show him in the locker room, in a tunnel, on a training table. He's wincing in pain. Doesn't look good at all. And people are like, oh, no, here we go. Anthony Davis is injured again. What's the deal? AD, last night afterwards, what happened?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't look at the film. I'm not sure what exactly happened, but I know what I felt. And then came, got it checked out, said I was fine, and then went back out.
Exactly. Tell you what, a lot of people, little concerned, right? Drew Holiday had a big night himself, 19 points, 17 assists, more on him and what Rajon Rondo did in the backcourt here in a second. But did he think that AD could come back?
Nah, Anthony usually always tries to come back. It's just every time he comes back after that, he has like 30. So I think tonight he was probably close to it if he didn't have it. But, man, that's Anthony. He's going to tough it out. I think they're going to throw some dirt on it, and he's going to get right back on the court.
There you go, Pepito. Throw some dirt on it. Drew Holiday was right. 31 points coming in the second half. 19 in the third quarter. He had a career high 4 threes in the third. He's just jacking up trays and knocking them down. It was unreal. It was unreal to watch, and they needed each and every bit of it. It was 67-52 at the half. New Orleans in the lead comfortably, looking like their ninth straight win was on its way. And then you know what happened, Pepito, right? You know what takes place when, well, you know, when things don't go well. Yes, the dreaded doom comes in because the Clippers not only battle back, you heard it in the highlights that we played at the top of the show. They come back and take the lead and are up by 2 points. And then the Pels fought. That's what really stood out to me. We talked about this yesterday in the question of the day at ESPN Radio NOLA. What's been the most impressive thing to you in terms of the Pels so far in this win streak? What has been the most impressive thing for you? To me, it's that you're seeing growth. To me, is that you're seeing the team do things that they struggled with earlier in the season. Consistency, playing defense, sharing the basketball, playing teams that didn't have winning records and beating them. And they're doing that. They're doing that. And that's what's encouraging to me. You're seeing it, right? The crowd's going bananas. The shots aren't falling. They fall into that rut that has kept the Pelicans from succeeding. Jacking up bad shots, taking up shots early. AD, while dominant, for some reason, doing fall-away threes, fall-away jumpers inside the arc, one or two passes at tops, allowing the Clippers to come back. They're missing it. They're turning into fast break points. The Pels seemingly can't defend a single possession that the Clippers have on offense without creating or causing a foul, being called for one. AD and the Pels are getting fouled every play, it seemed like, in the second half as the Clippers are being allowed to be very physical. It seemed to be snowballing, and I'm gonna lie to you. I saw it coming to an end. I saw the streak ending. I'm like, here it is. I mean, it's the snowball effect. This is gonna be really tough. You know, what do I say tomorrow? I mean, you can't get two down. They did win eight in a row, but man, if you would have lost the way you did now, it really stinks. But they didn't. Again, Jrue Holiday, 19 points, 17 assists. What he and Rondo did, think of this. 26 assists, two turnovers combined between the two guards there. Overall, Pelicans just 8 turnovers and 39 assists. Unbelievable. When you think about it, unbelievable. Anthony Davis on the ball movement and getting 39 assists.
You know, that's what coach wants. He wants us to move the ball. You know, we're trying to minimize our turnovers and share the basketball. When we move the ball, I had 30-plus assists. You know, we're a tough team to beat, so that's what we try to do every night. You know, limit the turnovers, but make sure that we move the basketball and the ball find the open guy.
I mean, that's a tremendous ratio when you think about it. Pepito, our NBA analyst of analytics and statistics. 39 assists, just 8 turnovers. It's a pretty good ratio, isn't it?
I would say MVP.
MVP level ratio?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's how I look at it.
Question of the day we threw out there.
Speaking of.
That has to do on ESPN Radio NOLA, that has to do with Anthony Davis, Pepito.
Yeah, pretty simple. James Harden currently in the lead.
Yeah.
Or the favorite, we should say, to be MVP. Makes sense. But come on, who's your top three? AD's got to be in there, right?
I think he's definitely in the top three, and that's just it. Look, and this was a discussion after the game. After the game, a lot of players, it was the players only show, which we can get into this later. They were doing the play-by-play, basically had to be a player, Jason, hence the players only. They did the studio hosting, it was just players. It was no normal folk like
you and me. And how did this turn out?
The post-game show was a little better. Chris Webber's not that bad. You have Shaq, Isaiah Thomas.
Well, Shaq's a pro.
Poor Baron Davis was trying to get a word in and never let him speak. But Kevin McHale on the call, you missed the professional broadcasters. We're broadcasters for a reason, Pepito. We're broadcasters for a reason. Let's just put it to you that way. Well, at least we like to think that we're professional.
Well, supposed to be.
Yeah, supposed to be. What it is. So they were talking about Isaiah Thomas kept making the point. Again, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA if you'd like to chime in as well. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. What are your top three in the MVP race? And he mentioned the Houston Rockets that have now won 16 straight. They beat the Thunder last night. James Harden and his team 50-13. The Warriors, by the way, are 50-14. Both teams with 50 wins. No one really saying anything about the Warriors having an MVP player. James Harden, though, playing solid. I mean, Harden's just, he's sick. Playing exceptional basketball, 31 points a game, 8 assists. He's solid. He's good. I get it. Isaiah Thomas's point was the Rockets are winning. They're the best record in the league, and therefore, that's going to happen. Now, who do you think actually stood up for Anthony Davis out of that group last night that I just mentioned?
Out of everybody you just mentioned?
Yeah.
All those pros.
All those pros. I'll give you a clue. He went to LSU.
Oh,
he
wow.
He has a handful of nicknames. And he tried to rap.
He tried to be an actor.
He tried to
be the basketball goal makers had to remake backboards because of him from shattering boards and ripping them down.
That's him.
Yeah. I believe his name is still Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
That's the one.
Shaq Diesel. He went back and forth with Isaiah Thomas. He was like, wait a minute. Just because he gets it. He understood about that, that if you're the best player on the best team, it tends to go in that direction. In the last 2 years, Thomas said, Harden's lost the MVP race because of players that have done extraordinary things. I want to say the Thunder were the sixth seed last year, or fifth, or something of that nature. And Russell Westbrook won the MVP. The guy was averaging a triple night a night, though. I mean, that's, again, if you're, and I'm not disagreeing with Isaiah Thomas. But to Shaq's point, and it's the point in the argument I would make, which is why I would say AD is in consideration. He has to be a candidate. Because what Shaq said is, when you're also looking at it like from an all-star player perspective, is he the best player on the team? Or is he mean the most to what team? Or is he the best player in the league? I almost think you should have almost an MVP and a most, you know, and a player of the year. Somebody just had an exceptional year, but somebody that means so much. Here's the thing. DeMarcus Cousins goes down. They lose some games coming out of that. That adjust. And since then, again, look at what they're doing. They've won 9 straight, and Anthony Davis's numbers are insane. And Shaq went through them all. He's like 40, 50, 40, 35, 40, in the 40s, doing all those different things. He kept talking about what Anthony Davis was doing. And again, last night, 41 points, 13 rebounds, not just in the offensive end, but he's doing the blocks as well, 3 blocks. And here's the thing, Pepito, what you're seeing, every time that happens, you're seeing it get tweeted. Yahoo, SI, NBA, ESPN. They're noticing, folks. I got to put him in the top 3. Again, there is something to be said, no doubt, when you do have the best team, the best record. So I would put James Harden right now at 1. But I'll say this. No one, because Isaiah Thomas is like, no one thought that the Rockets would be in the top of the Western Conference. I'm like, well, I mean, they were pretty good last year. I mean, they were pretty good last year. No one expected the Pels to maybe be more than an 8th seed. And I can guarantee you, not a lot of people, including here and even me, were like, oh no. When Boogie Cousins went down, right? They started playing well going into it. Then Boogie Cousins goes down. You go, oh no. Do they make the postseason or not? And they're finding ways to win. And it's because of this guy. You got to put him in there. You got to put him in the conversation. AD, playing through pain. Alvin Gentry.
Well, he's just playing at a really, really high level, and nothing seemed to affect him. You know, that's a really kind of a tough injury right there. You know, you feel like somebody's sticking an ice pick in your side when you're trying to breathe with those bruised ribs and stuff like that. But he played through it, and I thought he did a great job.
Again, it's unbelievable. 800-998-1003. So I'm looking for your top 3 in the NBA in terms of MVP. Who would you actually put that Mantle too. I mean, is it all in the Western Conference? James Harden won. I would put Anthony Davis in there as well. I mean, look at Toronto right now with 46 wins in the East. But again, you notice what I did. I kind of went all the way to the top of the conference just to see what's going on there. So give me your top three in the MVP race, and we can discuss that a little bit. When we come back, we'll actually hear a little bit more from AD and Jrue Holiday as well. As we go into the break, though, got to pass along two things that are super cool for you. First, as always, this hour is brought to you by the King Firm. Go check them out online, kinginjuryfirm.com. Do not play the game of claims with the insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 504-909-KING. And Pepito, day one of a couple of days here between now and March 20th. Do the math. How many days is that? Between now and March 20th.
Till March 20th.
There we go.
A few couple whatever
And you
weeks.
Know what? I'm so excited. I don't even know how to do this. We,
I can't.
We promised you this. We 13. There you go.
Oh, Joey. Joey. Mathematician on the other end. Thank you.
We said we're going to be out and about at walk-ons for the ESPN walk-ons bracket challenge. Right? Don't forget Selection Sunday, Sunday. Go to ESPN1003.com. Go sign up. It's absolutely free. First place, free TV. Walk-ons for a year. Last place, walk-ons for a month. And we said we're going to go to four different locations. Uptown first, then Houma, then the North Shore in Covington, then in Metairie, the day after the national championship game. And we're going to be helping you enjoy WrestleMania
How about that?
Weekend. We got some Access tickets. We got some SmackDown tickets.
And,
what's the event on Sunday? What's it called?
WrestleMania tickets.
Like the big event.
The big one.
The big
Super
one.
Bowl of pro wrestling
we
events.
We managed to, you know, to grab, I don't know, like four super nosebleed behind the air conditioning unit. You can technically maybe see the ring down there, or we got you two pairs of premium seats. Like we're talking like couple hundred bucks a seat.
Like I would fight people for these seats.
Like we can't afford
absolutely
the seats that
we're
giving away.
No, absolutely
like, literally,
cannot.
They're a couple hundred bucks is all we're going to say.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do. You have to earn it. 10 qualifiers between now and the 20th we're going to do. Okay? 10 qualifiers because we're not going to be on the weekend. Get it? So at some point every day from here on out during the show, I'm going to say it's time to earn your WrestleMania ticket. And you're going to have to call in. We'll put you on the air. And you're going to have to either answer something about WWE.
Could be a trivia question.
You may have to tell what walk-up music this is and give us
name
the
entrance music.
Yeah, exactly right. It will be something about it because you got to prove you're a fan.
Yeah.
Again, these are not – these are – I mean, I'm thinking because it's a couple hundred bucks. They're probably closer to the floor if not on the floor.
They might be even more expensive than that. They're really good seats. I mean, you got to think. It's in the Superdome. You're not sitting nosebleed with these premium seats. They're awesome seats.
No, I mean, they're called literally premium seats.
They are premium seats.
They're not, they're not where we're going to be.
There will be no obstructions in your way, I promise.
No, exactly. So that's what's going to happen. And then once we get those 10 qualifiers to make it fair, we're just going to literally random.
Just random draw.
And we'll do it. Maybe we'll do it on Facebook Live so you can kind of see all the names will be in a hat. Boom, we'll pull it out. We'll do something like that. We'll randomly pick it. But we need 10 qualifiers. So we're going to have the first one today. I will give you a hint. It'll be an hour or two.
How about that?
It'll be an hour or two.
And today we're going to do entrance music, right?
Entrance music today.
Guess the entrance
music. So you're going to have to call. And if Joey goes this one, boom, that's the one you go. You'll come on live and you have to do it.
That's it.
You got to
guess it.
You'll become a qualifier. 10 qualifiers. Pretty good odds.
Good odds.
Two pairs. So there will be two winners. Two winners out of the 10 qualifiers will get a pair of WWE WrestleMania premium seats for WrestleMania. I'm a little jealous.
I'm a little jealous, too.
Because we're the ones that actually talk about wrestling every week, and we do not have premium seats.
No, it's a great gift for our fans, man.
SmackDown
they're going to love
tickets, this. Some Access tickets over the weekend, all of that. So super excited about that. And, again, love it. Love it. Thanks to WWE for hooking us up with that as well. Super excited. We come back. Who are your top three? And also, Todd McShay. We'll touch on that next. He has the Saints taking a quarterback. What do you think about that? It's another question of the day. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Crossover dribble. Drives on Holiday. Stripped by Holiday in the paint. 20 seconds remaining. New Orleans leads by two.
I did my best, Pepito. It's somewhere around 11:30. It's almost midnight. Pel's up two. And there he goes. I mean, Lou Williams, he was just unstoppable, right? Driving the paint, and Drew Holiday, snatch, give me that. Just steals the ball in the paint on the drive, no foul. I'm fist pumping, I'm yelling. Like I did one of those quiet yells, you know, I'm going, yes, yes, oh, yeah, yes, yes. I'm like fist pumping. My wife comes running down the hallway, and it's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I was excited. I love this. I love meaningful basketball. Does that make sense? I love meaningful basketball. Drew Holiday on the win.
Just finished the game. Obviously, when it comes down to it, especially at that point, it comes down to the last 4 minutes. They came within. I guess they took the lead. They're up two or whatever, but at that point, we just had to lock in. We've been in that situation how many times in the last week, two and a half weeks. So I think we had a good groove, and down the stretch, you get the ball to Anthony.
Yeah, indeed. Drew Holiday at 19 points. I said 17 assists for him. He was asked afterwards, does he remember or what does he think about all the different assists? Then we'll go to AJ.
I guess that's what Doe feels like. I didn't even know I had 17, honestly. I think down the stretch, you try to get the ball to Anthony. He had the high hand and just made some plays. But, yeah, man, it feels good.
Hey, Jason, when you have a guy like Anthony Davis, you know the best part about it, just give him the ball. I could do that.
Yeah, he usually figures it out.
Like, I'm not saying I'm Drew Holiday, but I'm just saying, I mean, I could, as long as I didn't turn the ball over, could dribble it just to the other side of the court and just throw it to 23, I got a shot at an assist.
You just throw it high and he catches it, right?
That's it. Here you go. Give me an assist, big fella. I want a 10-day. AJ, thanks for giving us a call. 800-998-1003. What you got, man?
Hey, I'm just wondering, who do you guys think is the big three for the Pelicans right now if you had to put the three up there? I get it's Drew and Anthony, but who's your other guy? Is it Nico? Is it Rajon? Or is it Etuan sometimes even?
You're bringing up a very good point, and I think that's part of the reason why they've won nine straight, right? I mean, you know what you're going to get with these two guys. I call them the media guide covers, the giveaways, the program guys, right? When you walk into the game that are on the front, or the promo guys, you know, tonight, the Pelicans with Anthony Davis, Drew. But somebody else has to be stepping up. You mentioned some names that guys have. I probably would say off the top of my head, I would say Miritich, just because of what he's been able to contribute. 13 points last night, but 7 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal in the block. Played some solid defense. But you also mentioned Rondo. 13 points, 9 assists. I mentioned that between the two, Holiday and Rondo, 26 assists to just 2 turnovers. Dude, could you not even throw in Okafor, though? He was injured for a bit, came back last night, 9 points, 7 rebounds, a steal, 3 blocks in 21 minutes. And then you mentioned Etuan Moore. He had some big threes in the middle part of this 9-game stretch. Look, you bring up a good point, AJ. If you had to give me a big three, it's probably going to be dependent almost like a Saints offensive player, right? Who's that other guy that night? I know I can depend on AD, but on some of these games in his win streak, AD hasn't been the leading scorer.
All right, and then who would you put as your WWE superstar to qualify as? Who's Anthony Davis and Drew?
Ooh, I like that.
Who's the tag team?
Ooh, who's the tag team?
Is it Little Big?
No, it's funny you say that. Do you go with size? My two right now, my favorite, I love AJ Styles. Okay? So, but who would I?
Drew's your acrobat?
Yeah, who's my... Who would be my other guy there? How about this? How about Braun Strowman and AJ Styles?
What about Brock Lesnar and AJ Styles?
Yeah, Brock too. Here's my thing though. I guess if I gotta go,
just a beast.
No, you're right. The beast incarnate. I love it. But the thing with Braun, and I think he's gotten a lot better to it too. I mean, if we're gonna go just pure brute force, it'll be interesting. But I maybe it's just that size, right? I mean, I love when they, to intro him 6'7", 6'8", whatever, 375. Pepito, AJ has a very good question here. If you had to use two wrestlers to describe Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday, what two wrestlers would you use? I'm going with AJ Styles and Braun Strowman would be my two wrestlers. Who would you say would be like AD and Drew Holiday?
I got one for you.
Go ahead.
They don't
ahead.
Just set the bar. They are the bar.
The bar.
Pretty good.
Sheamus and Cesaro. I like that.
Well, if we're talking Drew, he's a guard, right? So I want someone a little bit smaller, maybe quicker, faster. AJ's pretty good. Maybe Seth Rollins for that's pretty good, too, for Drew. I like that.
Okay, well, who's the big?
For the bigger guy, you can go – oh, I like Cesaro, man, for the bigger guy.
Really? I went Braun. I went.
You like Braun? Or you're going really big? You're going giant. Okay, you're going giant. I like those. I'm good with that.
It's not bad. Thank you, AJ.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
It. Yeah, man, try to qualify. Coming up next hour, try to qualify. We got Chris on the line, 800-998-1003. Is it Chad? Chad, I knew it started with C. Thank you, Chad. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good.
First off, the game last night, it started off outstanding. And I want to say, as bad as I've been about Alvin Gentry,
mm-hmm.
I guess you got to kind of start giving him some credit. Because they look like a team in that first quarter. They reminded me of Golden State. As quickly as they was getting down, everything was just flowing. Defense was outstanding. I mean, it kind of fell off in the second quarter. I'm guessing that's when Anthony Davis must have been hurt and wasn't in the game.
Yep.
And
what, the third quarter?
Was it the third quarter? Because I was
He came back. He got injured.
He
got injured in the second quarter.
Okay.
We didn't know if he was coming back. He comes out. He has 19 in the third. He has 31 points in the second.
Got you. Because I was like in the second quarter. I was like, man, where's Anthony Davis?
No, there he was in the locker room.
And then that's when I found out he was out of the game. And, like, I think it was the start of the second half. I was putting the kids to bed, and I came back. And
yeah.
I was like – and then I was like, they got back up big again. And then in the fourth quarter, they kind of let it slip. And then I was just like, that's not – that Pelicans team right there did not give up. And I was like, man, that's a squad. That's a good squad.
Chad, that's the thing that stood out to me yesterday. It snowballed. You saw it. You felt it. You sensed it, right? I'm like – I'm like, oh, man. I'm like trying not to tweet negative. I'm like, stop shooting those. I'm like, you could just see it coming. Here it comes. The crowd's going nuts. It was like a dunk fest. Or it looked like an and-one mixtape for a while in the fourth quarter. They outscored the Pels 34-24, and
it was
over. Right? Yeah, it's over. I mean, they're not just going to be a tough loss. You're like, dude, now you're seeing two straight. Cause how do they bounce back from this next, you know, tomorrow night against Sacramento? You got a back to back tonight. And then though, dude, they played no defense. It was like, it seemed like they couldn't play any defense while the Clippers were fouling the bejesus out of everybody. And then they got to stop. That steal by Drew might have been as big and if not as sweet as AD's fadeaway jumper. But my goodness, the clutch. Right now that this team's playing with is, I mean, that's a game they lose a couple weeks ago. Fact.
Exactly. All right, man, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it. Cajun Goat, before we go to the break, 800-998-1003, also throwing out there, what is the top three that you would have in the NBA MVP race? Got one mentioned already it's hard for me not to agree with. West Bank, who that? AD 1, Harden 2, KD, Kevin Durant, he has at 3. AD has the hardest road. Harden has CP me. And KD has, well, Steph Curry. What you got, Cajun Goat?
I got the AD 1, I got Harden 2, and I got Damian Lillard 3, because I find that KD doesn't play that often. They try to save their guys for the playoffs as far as the Golden State Warriors and everything. But as far as the Pelicans, the difference is that Alvin Gentry is not coaching the team. He has somebody from the bench obviously coaching the team because the style that we're playing doesn't match Alvin Gentry's style at all.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, he has a rotation that he's keeping. I like the rotation with the bigs. I like the rotation with I like Meritage on the floor with Diaw.
Yeah.
I find those guys work really well together, and it seems like Diaw gets confidence when he's on the floor with Meritage. More than what he is with KD, I mean, with AD, because I think AD is the man when he's on the floor. But I don't know who changed Alvin Gentry's plan on, you know, you remember, Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Keep shooting that three, it'll fall. Keep shooting it. It'll fall. It'll eventually fall. We got to keep shooting the ball. But now we take the ball and we go to the goal with it, mm-hmm. and we use our brains a little bit more. So I can't believe it's Alvin Gentry coaching the team. I think maybe somebody let one of the assistant coaches take over, but I like the rotation we have.
Right.
I like the guys that they're playing together. Mm-hmm. I think the bench is very strong with the way that bench rotation is going. If you remember, when Alvin Gentry was actually coaching the team, you didn't know who was going to go in the game. You didn't even know who was going to play half the
changing
time.
Changing coach convinced Alvin Gentry's
but
not coaching.
Consistently right now, the game, the winning streak we're on, look at the rotation. The rotation has been consistent. And I mean, that's what I got to say about the Pelicans. Y'all can go believe that Alvin Gentry's coaching this team, but over the last few years since he's been here, there's no way he's coached this team with consistency or had him in a consistent rotation.
Cajun Goat, great phone call. And I've said this, thank you, 800-998-1003. Players have to buy in. And I've always said this about all the coaches. Maybe it's because of what I've done my career now, right? Since 99, I've been doing this. Coaches are up there for a reason. They can diagram. They know what a pick and roll is. They know what a zone is. And they know that. In the NBA, you've got to get players to buy in. They got to want to play hard every night. James Harden, I'll leave this as we go to break. At the end of the game, he was asked about why they're playing so hard. And he said, well, you got to have that dog in you every single night. And they were talking about, he was talking about the youngest player on the team that's doing very well for the Rockets. And he says, we got to get on him every night. Every now and then we got to get on him. That you have to bring that level of energy every night. That you have to play that hard every night. That's what separated Jordan, Johnson, Thomas, Bird. Every night, they played you like a playoff game. Every night. And if you didn't bring it, you lost. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Hour 1. The Sports Hangover brought to you by the King Firm. Do not play the game of claims with the insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. And again, when you go to the website, you're going to love it. KingInjuryFirm.com, folks. It'll tell you everything you need to know when it comes to what the guys do, right? You have little bios on all the different attorneys. You have all the different types of injury law they practice, maritime as well. Pepito, you could be out there working offshore, you know, you get injured. They can take care of you from that standpoint as well. Plus, they have a section up there at the top. You can't miss it. It's videos. And when you click on it, it's like not instructional videos, but instances that maybe you might need representation or you might need some assistance and help. Here's the best part about it. When you ring the King at 909-KING, free consultation, right? They're going to just talk with you. They'll chat with you. And they'll tell you, do you have a case? Do you not? Can we help you? Can we not? What type of law that you maybe need to go into for sure. And again, personal injury, maritime offshore, workers' compensation. And if you are a little nervous and shy, you don't want to make a phone call, you can actually just submit your name, put your number on there, describe your case. They'll respond through email or a text. And if no recovery, no fees. No cost to you. KingInjuryFirm.com. Give them a try. Give them a call. If you have any questions that you think you may need a personal injury attorney, they're the ones to give a buzz. KingInjuryFirm.com. 909-KING. Coming up next hour, Mike Triplett of ESPN.com. Todd McShay, Pepito, released his mock draft 3.0. Why are you shaking your head?
How many of these are we going to have till the actual draft?
At least 7.
The fact that they give it like a build number, like 3.0.
Yeah. Well, it changes. It changes depending on the combine, pro days, injuries.
How many do you have?
Agency, me? I've never done one.
I don't blame you.
I don't know how anyone can do it. Like, how do you, like Fletcher and him, they'll do like all the way through the 7th round. Huh. I'm like, we're good. we're good. I can't do, I don't know how to do it. We're done. Like, I have no way of predicting how somebody's going to be there in the
no
seventh
way.
Round.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have the time.
I'll just wait till the first round of the draft to see who goes to what.
Quite honestly, I'd rather go play my new Xbox One, which I've played twice since Christmas. Like, I'm looking forward, you know, little Call of Duty, something, maybe get the new WrestleMania. I just haven't had any time.
Well, you have the kid.
I've had like 6 games in the last week and a half. I'm just the kid.
Well, that's why you got to teach Carver how to play video games.
You notice when you have no time to play something or do something or go out or something, it's the kid.
Always.
Is Carver so sweet? When I got no time, it's the kid.
It's the kid's fault.
Like right now, my wife and I are texting between breaks. Who's watching the kid Friday so we can go to the Pels game? It's the kid.
He needs to grow up and start taking care of himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bathe yourself.
Come on, man.
Just
get with it.
Just turned 15 months, but somebody's got to watch you.
Yeah. Got to babysit you.
Exactly. I mean, we got to watch you now. All right. Some interesting news coming out, and we're going to get to Mike Triplett and Lamar Jackson. We're going to start next hour on this. McShay said Saints take Lamar Jackson at 27. It's our second question of the day that we're going to go back and forth in. 800-998-1003. Definitely want your opinions on that. And at ESPN Radio NOLA. But Peyton Manning, a lot of people believe, should be the next analyst for Monday Night Football. Fox would also love him as well. You and I talked about this. The job that Tony Romo did probably upped the ante.
I hope so, and I hope he's back next season.
Right?
He was fantastic.
Oh, no, he's not going anywhere.
He was great, man.
Yeah,
he was great.
But he upped the ante.
He did.
So ESPN and Fox are in a, ready?
Bidding war.
Report. ESPN and Fox Sports could pay Peyton Manning up to $10 million per year. $10 million.
How do you think he'll do?
He better do really well. Sporting News' Michael McCarthy reporting that both networks are willing to pay him up to $10 million annually if he chooses to begin a career in NFL broadcasting. That's pretty unreal. McCarthy notes the possible salary for Manning has risen as the two-time Super Bowl champ plays hard to get. McCarthy adds that the reported $10 million per year figure is virtually unheard of for an NFL color analyst. For reference, former Monday Night Football analyst John Gruden earned $6.5 million per year as ESPN's highest paid employee overall. Now remember, he went to the Raiders, took 10. He got a raise. But yeah, $10 million. Would you pay $10 million? Like, what does Peyton Manning have to do to earn the $10 million?
I don't know. Like, what's he going to sound like? What's he going
to
bring?
He better bring me to the huddle.
Right.
I mean, you know, like Romo's letting me know what the play is coming. I'm Peyton Manning. I want my heart.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, all right,
for that money.
I want him. I don't even want the play-by-play talking, essentially. I want Peyton going, all right, I'm going up to the line of scrimmage. Look at the Mike linebacker. See the Mike linebacker? Watch this safety here.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I would check
Absolutely.
To this play. And then he just goes quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He just starts going, Omaha, Omaha. And then all of a sudden you're going, he's calling the game. That's what I want.
He also sold 31 of his Papa John's stores.
Jesus.
Before league sponsorships. Yeah.
I think he's doing well.
He's all right.
Mike Triplett up next in hour number two. And also, in this hour, your chance to be the first of 10 qualifiers between now and the 20th
for WrestleMania tickets.
For a pair of premium seats to WrestleMania.
Premium.
They're a couple hundred bucks. Like, not a hundred.
At least.
They're a
At
couple
least.
Of hundred bucks.
At least.
I'm just telling you, they're huge seats. That's coming up next hour. Don't go anywhere. We're live at the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, the Lakefront Arenas, the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.